come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
For your listening enjoyment, we now present The Barber of Seville by Rossini.
Albie, it's like I'm headed for the planet. I'm going right toward it.
When you hit the atmosphere, you'll start to burn. What a beautiful way to die. From the falling star.
Yes, you're right.
All right. Mark at 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop.
I think we dream so you don't have to be apart so long. If we're in each other's dreams, we can play together all night. That's from Calvin and Hobbes by Bill Watterson, who in turn lifted it from Winnie the Pooh. Hello everyone. You may see why I shared that bit, because this is, after all, part 12 of What Dreams May Come. My name is Deep Sleepum Tenali, and we're going to explore a phantasmagorical odyssey of sorts. A soundscape that float on the wavelengths, stargazing through the cosmos of sound, snippet, and song. So, sit back and relax your mind. We're going to dive right in with an excerpt from a poem by Clark Ashton Smith called The Star Treader. A voice cried to me in a dawn of dreams, saying, "Make haste, the webs of death and birth are brushed away, and all the threads of earth wear to the breaking. Space ward gleams, thine ancient pathway of the suns, whose flame is part of thee, and the deep gulfs abide coevally, whose darkness runs through all thy spirit's mystery. Go forth and tread unharmed the blaze of stars wherethrough thou camest in old days. Pierce without fear each vast, whose hugeness crushed thee not within the past. A hand strikes off the chains of time. A hand swings back the door of years. Now fall earth's bonds of gladness and of tears, and opens the straight dream to space sublime."
And every night, when my mama puts out the light,
what?
I see the people marching by, as plain as day before my eye.
Armies, emperors, and kings,
all carrying different kinds of things, and marching in so grand a way, you never saw the like by day. So fine a show was never seen at the great circus on the green, for every kind of beast and man is marching in that caravan. At first they move a little slow, but still the faster on they go, and still beside them close I keep, until we reach the land of sleep.
Hi, guys. Glad we got your message. You'll be interested to hear it was broadcast live all over Earth in prime time. Got good reviews in the trades. The time lag on these messages is getting longer. We gather from the 10-year delay that you are approximately 18 parsecs away. Drop us a line more often, okay? Sorry to hear about the radiation leak on the ship. And real sorry to hear about the death of Commander Powell. There was a week of mourning here on Earth. The flags were at half-mast. We're all behind you guys.
Yeah. Wife complains he has mind like a double entry column. No virtues, no vices. She desires a dream for him, one with practical values to widen his horizons, heighten ambitions, maybe a raise in salary. Historical precedents for this hope range from Jacob's pillow to Freud's couch.
Oh, yes, Doolittle. What is it?
I need a diameter approximation.
Okay, Doolittle. I'll have it in a minute.
I need a GHF reading on gravity correction. Let's check it.
I have a bias A of plus one.
Spin back.
Yeah, Doolittle.
Your GHF reading is minus 15.
Doolittle.
Yeah?
I need a computer reading on a failsafe mark.
In a second.
Filer, can you set me up with some drive figures?
97 million minus 8 corrected to mass critical.
That checks out here.
I have a reduced drive reading of 7,000.
I read that with a quantum increase on 7.
Pin back, I have that computer reading. It's 9577.
Time to start talking.
Bomb bay systems operational. Sergeant Pinback calling bomb number 19. Do you read me, bomb?
Bomb number 19 to Sergeant Pinback. I read you. Continue.
Well, bomb, we have about 60 seconds to drop. Just wondering if everything's all right. Have you checked your platinum uridium energy shielding?
Energy shielding, positive function.
Well, let's synchronize detonation time. You wouldn't happen to know when you're supposed to go off, would you?
Detonation in 6 minutes, 20 seconds.
All right, that checks out here. Arm yourself, bomb.
Armed?
Well, then, everything sounds fine. Dropping you off in about 35 seconds. Good luck.
Thanks.
Begin primary sequence.
Lieutenant Doolittle, it just exploded. The planet just exploded, sir. Lieutenant?
Attention. Attention. Ship's computer to all personnel. The hyperdrive sequence is now terminated. The target planet has been destroyed. This sector is now cleared for colonization. You have destroyed the last unstable planet in this system. Congratulations on another successful bomb run, fellows.
Toll the bell, dear mother sleeping. Let them gently toll the bell. Ring the echo soft and gently till we bid the last farewell. Toll the bell, toll the bell, toll the bell, toll the bell. Ring the echo soft and gently till we bid the last farewell. Now the bells are tolling, and no more her voice we'll hear. She has passed from earth to glory in the realm of endless day. Toll the bell, toll the bell, toll the bell, toll the bell. Ring the echo soft and gently till we bid the last farewell. Thank you. one look the last upon her. Here they bear her form away. She has passed from earth to glory in the realms of endless day. Toll the bell, toll the bell, toll the bell, toll the bell. Ring the echo soft and gently till we bid the last farewell.
Nothing at all in this sector.
Oh, find me something. I don't care where it is.
Well, I show a 95% probability of intelligent life in the Horsehead Nebula sector.
Don't give me that kind of bull.
I know it's a long shot, but...
Damn wild goose chase, what is? Remember when Commander Powell found that 99-plus probability of intelligent life in Magellanic Cloud?
Well, I... There's a possibility of...
Remember what we found? A damn mindless vegetable looked like a limp balloon. 14 light years for a vegetable to only squawk and let it think when you touch it. Remember that?
All right, then.
Don't give me any of that intelligent life stuff. Find me something I can blow up.
The essence of confusion lies in words unspoken. The essence of time carries experience through you. What the wheel weaves is a deep, dawning dream. Night may reveal that the moon is a ghost, blanketed by a black cape with holes all about. If she embraced you close, you would see the light, going and going until the going is gone. The essence of life lies in the riddle unsolved. The essence of sadness is that she is a lost dog. What the wheel weaves is a new beginning. Morning may reveal that the sun is a sage, golden rays cast far and wide like beards of silk, radiant on the skin, seeing the layers within, moment upon moment as feathered yarn as one. So as you rest in pure reflective merriment, feel the loon's song like a peaceful wand. Stretch to the stars and the world beyond, for I'm with you in spirit, and I'm with you in song.
Thank you.
stable planet. 85% probability of an unstable planet in the Veil Nebula that will probably go off its orbit and hit a star.
You want to blow it up?
Real good, Boiler. That's what I'm looking for. Chart a course for the Veil Nebula.
Finback, throw me the chart line.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler.
Sure thing.
Kelende, kelende ne kelende ne, sungura wa mama, naseke yo wenda owa muke gani, wenda owa kono kono, naseke yo wenda owa kono kono, okita kamuke mwema, nendo emmasai, siki omoja la konyumbani, la pele la chunga ngombe. Maria kane moje muke kuna nene kuna wembe na mazoka zako kati ya miembe kelende ne kelende sungura wa mama na ziki yo wenda owa muke gani wenda owa kono kono okitaka muke mwema nendo we mmasai sikio moja lako nyumbani Sabe de lecho que no veo que lende, sungura wa mama, naseke yo wenda owa muke gani, kitaka muke mwema, ndowe mmasai, sikio moja lako nyumbani, sabe de lecho que no Maria kane moje muke, kuna nene kuna wembe na maso, jago kati ya miembe. Kelende, sungura wa mama, naseke yo wenda owa muke gani, wenda owa kono kono, okitaka bebe mwema, nendo owe mmasai. Sikio moja lako nyumbani, la pele la chunga ngombe. Mariakani moje mupia. Kuna nene, kuna wembe na maso, zago kati ya miembe.
Attention, attention. Ship's computer calling all personnel. I must disengage your recreational music. Repeat, ship's computer to all personnel. This is an emergency override. All systems must stand by. An asteroid storm is approaching the ship on collision course. This asteroid storm appears to be bound together by an electromagnetic energy vortex like the one we ran into 2 years ago. Normally, I wouldn't bother you boys with this problem, but as you recall, my defensive circuits were destroyed in that other storm. Therefore, you have 35 seconds to manually activate all defensive systems.
Lock gravity system.
Gravity lock. Activate after all three. Activate energy shield. Energy shield. We activate gravity lock.
Confirm.
Power drive system activated.
Roger, retracted.
Lock all defensive systems. That's the system lock. Lock force field.
Decided one day to go into the wood and build them a house and live there if they could. And they stayed there a while in the trees and the rain. Till one day two blue men said, "You're all insane, and to please not come here again." They had a green car called Happiness Runs. Friday comes and happiness runs out of petrol, and everyone gets out to push and suddenly see through a gap in the bush a real caravan just like the one in their dreams. The gypsy doesn't want it, for nowadays it seems his home stays in one place and gleams. He told them that he had a horse down the lane. Saturday morning they went back again. He showed them a shed that was built out of tin. He opened the door and they all peered within, and there lying in straw was a horse black as night, with a star on her forehead and eyes full of light. And they all fell in love at first sight. They thought about having Black Bess. Timothy planted some mustard and cress. They lived in a cupboard and made it their home, and lay there and dreamed of the days when they'd roam up and down all the hills of the north countryside, with the dogs eating buttercups on the wayside, and they'd wave all the cities goodbye.
Why she's consulting you? She seems a healthy, well-balanced girl. What kind of dream does she want?
She doesn't want a dream. She wants him to sign up.
Sign up? For what?
Doesn't matter for what, as long as he signs something. Here.
You know, Talby, you really ought to eat with the rest of us. Spend too much time up here.
I like it up here.
Must get lonely being up here so much.
I don't like going below since Commander Powell died. Feel too enclosed down there.
Yeah, you should spend some more time below, though. I mean, you know, you should see more of the rest of the ship.
You see, I can watch things up here, Doolittle. I love to watch things. Just stare at the planets, meteors, gas clusters, and asteroids.
Yeah, but you'll have plenty of time for that later, though. I mean, think of it this way. We've been in space for 20 years now, right? And we've only aged 3 years. So there'll be plenty of time later on for staring around.
Thank you.
Find its strange and beautiful thing, the Phoenix asteroids. They should be passing through there about now.
Phoenix asteroids? Never heard of them.
They're a body of asteroids that circle the universe once every 12.3 trillion years. Phoenix asteroids. From what I've heard, Doolittle, they glow. Glow with all the colors of the rainbow. Nobody knows why. They just glow as they drift around the universe. Phoenix asteroid.
Thank you. From breakfast on all through the day, at home among my friends I stray. But every night I go abroad, afar into the land of night. All by myself I have to go, with none to tell me what to do. All alone beside the streams, and up the mountainsides of dreams. The strangest things are there for me, both things to eat and things to see, and many frightening sights abroad, till morning in the land of Nod. Try as I like to find the way, I never can get back by day, nor can remember plain and clear the curious music that I hear.
But I can't pinpoint it exactly.
Don't worry about it. We'll find out what it is when it goes bad.
I really think we should try and locate it immediately. Might be something important.
You know, I wish I had my board with me right now. Even if I could just wax it once in a while.
Thank you.
statement is for posterity. I just want to say that I am not Sergeant Pinback. My real name is Bill Frug, and I am a fuel maintenance technician. I've been on this mission now for 1 year and 3 months. Pinback's uniforms do not fit me. The underwear is too loose. I do not belong on this mission, and I want to return to Earth. Commander Powell died today. We were going into hyperdrive. And, well, he sits right next to me, and, well, something went wrong with the... When we came out of hyperdrive, his seat mechanism was blown up, and he's dead.
Thank you.
In sleep, fantasy takes the form of dreams, but in waking life, too, we continue to dream beneath the threshold of consciousness, especially when under the influence of repressed or other unconscious complexes. So says Carl Jung. Hello again, Tenali Von Moonblossom here, and thanks for joining me for the A-side of What Dreams May Come, Part 12. Be sure to check out previous dream episodes, or sound paintings, which is what I prefer to call them, over yonder at muddybootsradio.org. Also on said site is the playlist, as well as other bits and pieces, odds and ends, and what have yous. Alrighty, see you on the B-side.